Dalit believers receive bad news in India. Christian children in Nigeria are being taken away from their parents, and water is bringing life both physically and spiritually in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Dalit Christians have been handed a huge setback. The National Commission for Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes rejected the demand for affirmative action benefits for Dalit Christians and Muslims. Speaking from India, Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says this is a huge setback, but he's hopeful.
There is still a lot of talk, a lot of articles, people are talking about it. These people deserve to have the privileges that is guaranteed by the Constitution. And so I think this will be picked up again. And therefore, the church, the body of Christ, need to continue prayer and fast and stand in the gap that the doors will open.
Yohannan says the decision isn't going to stop Dalits from turning to Christ. He says it makes their conversion even more incredible.
These people are coming to Christ knowing that they are going to be losing their privileges. They may not be able to send their kids for higher education, which they were able to do almost free. But knowing Christ changes everything.
The case is still pending before the Supreme Court, and for the first time, a Dalit sits on the bench. Elsewhere, Christian children in Nigeria are being kidnapped by Muslims. Once they're kidnapped, many are forced into converting to Islam. A 13-year-old boy was recently found after being kidnapped 6 months ago. However, he was taken again when his mother attempted to rescue him. There's no sign the government's helping, and Christians fear this trend will worsen. Please pray for peace for those whose children are missing. You're listening to Mission Network News. There have been reports that the Belarusian government's making it more difficult on Christians in the country, but those difficulties aren't affecting a team from Global Aid Network or GAIN USA working with Chernobyl nuclear victims. GAIN's Tim Burns.
We're partnering with local churches to go into schools and to give out humanitarian aid to show the love of Jesus, let these people know that they're not forgotten and that people love them, God loves them, and wants, obviously, to save them from their sin.
GAIN's support of the church gives them more credibility in the area. While the gospel's important, it goes hand-in-hand with physical aid.
What this does is it lays the groundwork for credibility to be given to the gospel message that's shared because they're fed, they're warm, they're loved, they know that, and now they can hear about the love of Christ, and it really opens the door for that.
GAIN USA is recruiting teams for similar trips around the world. Go to our website to get more information. Next, living water is pouring out of a ministry that provides water treatment systems in Africa. 30,000 people have clean water thanks to Engedi Resource Center's pilot project. Bruce Okuma with Engedi Resource Center, who recently returned from Africa, says,
"One of the headmasters said, I feel like the man who was laying by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, and you picked me up and carried me to the water."
People don't understand why they're being helped, but it creates a perfect opportunity to share the gospel. Okuma says many people were deeply touched by their work.
Every place we went, I had opportunities to speak to the village, speak to the leaders, and say that this is living proof that there's God in heaven who knows your situation, He loves you, and we're coming in the name of Jesus to try and make your lives happier and better.
Your church can help by sponsoring one of the many future projects they have planned. And more than 30 Tala'andig believers in the Philippines are traveling from village to village sharing the gospel. New Tribes Mission reports one small remote village has struggled with poverty because of enemies who plot against them. While they're fearful of all those who live around them, they want to hear God's word. Four believers have taken the challenge and are traveling there each Thursday. Pray these villagers will listen and trust in the one who gives peace and freedom from fear. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's Little People, Big God at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.